The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 29th of June, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. Yes, you know I like foolishness, but green. Listen, we got a full show. We got lots to talk about. Give me some patience, please, to open the show. Last night, I went to Sawyer Boy's show, Y'all Like Foolishness Boy, and let me tell you, I loved it. I had a great time. It was an intimate crowd, which made it even better, I think, for the show. The Boy is funny. It's all Bahamian. It's all Bahamian, all relatable. And listen, I'm so sad that it's the last night of the show, right? Independence, because this is a perfect independence experience to take your young adult and your teenage kids to enjoy the show. But what I like about Sawyer Boy is he's so versatile. He ain't cuss at all. And the thing was funny bad. I loved it. And the space was a great space as well. Okay, we doing a little housekeeping. Listen, FYI, As for your information, this weekend Produce Exchange had 5 different types of mango, right? Including the varieties that y'all just bunch into one called Mangola, right? But I know they had lemon meringue. I think they had Valencia Pride. I think they had Hayden's. I think they had Atkins. Produce Exchange is doing it for the summer. Go and check them out, especially my vendors, people who are processing and adding value to local fruit and other produce items. Go check them out. Another question. This weekend, I saw a flyer for a skydiving experience in the Bahamas. And I just saw it, but I haven't necessarily seen an article indicating that the providers have the relevant approvals to provide the service. Now, here's why that's important, because in this you'd say, hey, Aaron, why would anybody advertise a skydiving experience without having the proper approvals? But I think we remember in the recent past, an issue arose about whether a skydiving operation could take place and whether it had the relevant and necessary approvals. I just saw that that was such a high-profile story that we would see in the media on the front page an article, a story, an investigation as to what the current relevant approvals are and whether the entity involved has met all the requirements to operate a skydiving experience. I think this is important stuff, right? Because you know today we're going to be talking about road traffic. Right? We're going to be talking about road traffic. That's the biggest story of the weekend. Road traffic, air traffic, marine traffic. All of these things are important and are linked together. Also, if we have time, over the last 30 days, we've seen a significant number of earthquakes happening not just across the world, but in our region, including in Cuba. Cuba experienced an earthquake within the last month, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake that hit 106 kilometers below sea level, west-northwest of Mantua, Cuba. I think that's what that 106 kilometers means. I think it means depth, right? It means depth. So if we have time, we're going to talk a bit about that. But I have another very important question. You see me? I don't ever like to see police officers with their hands out. It's just not a good look. Nobody wants to see an officer with their hand out. Nobody wants to see an officer in the posture that they may be soliciting, right? But that don't mean that we're supposed to knock the hands off of the police statue on Elizabeth Avenue, does it? Does it? It does not mean that we're supposed to vandalize the police statue on Elizabeth Avenue. Here's why that's important, right? Elizabeth Avenue is east of East Street. It's immediately east of East Street. We know that policy-wise, it appears as if there's a significant difference between west of East Street and east of East Street, right? So we know that this statue sits east of East Street, but that does not mean that it is not important. So my first question is, like, what's the police surveillance operation policy in that area, right? This is town. This is where the tourists be. This is a high-risk area, right? We want to ensure that all of us, all the time. Are there CCTV cameras set up and operational in the area? Government cameras or private entity cameras? Why not already? Like, is there a story in today's Guardian saying that the police have caught the suspects using CCTV footage? The suspects who we believe vandalize the statue? Like, why do we have all this CCTV? Who is it for? Who is it for? Is it for us? Is it for the tourists? Is it for the U.S.? Right? Are we implement it to appease them and they could get access to it if they need it? Like I say, no one likes a cop with their hands out, but this may be taking it too far. Also, I heard Mr. Strawn indicate that the bills, BPL bills, have not been issued yet. I don't see this as a big problem. Me? I say keep them. Keep the bills and pay them yourself. Keep the bills, pay them yourself, right? I don't know if we should be obligated to pay the bills since we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We don't know who benefits from these payments. Who's going to profit from these payments? Who's going to get paid from these payments? What now constitutes the 60% of Bahama Grid Company that used to be, that we were told confidently would be held by Island Grid Solutions? Who sits in that 60% now? Who owns 60% of the assets that BPL put into the special purpose vehicle? Whoever it is, let them pay it. Let them pay the bill, since they know. Since they're going to derive a profit from it, let them pay the bills. If we are not important enough to know what it is we're paying and who it is we pay in, then why are you putting this pressure on me to pay the bill? You pay it. You pay it. You sit down, right? Like when you were supposed to sit down with the prime minister and tell him there's one action plan, right? There's one contract that has not been reduced to writing yet. Maybe that's the state it was in. There's one contract that hasn't been tabled in the House of Assembly yet, right? Like when you were sitting down to formulate how you were going to say that to the Bahamian public, why you didn't figure out how to get the bills issued or how to tell us who now then owns 60% of the special purpose vehicle? Do we not have the right to know? I say keep them. You don't want to give them to us? That's fine. It's like a relationship. You don't want to give me your love? Keep it. Keep it, and hopefully it will sustain you for the rest of your life. Good morning. Aaron, you're always a breath of fresh air with the subjects you present on your show. Allow me to express my condolences to the family of the four young ladies who lost their lives to crater roads and poor lighting from MP or PM, and who truly care about us. We're going to get into those stories. Let's go to the phone line quickly. And as we go to the phone line, Uncle Julian, can you call the show and leave your number with the producer, please? Can you call the show? I need to communicate with you. Someone heard your request. Someone heard your request for skilled craftspeople, and I want to give you some contact information. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Fine, thanks. Aaron, first of all, my condolence goes out to the family who lost their loved ones on the weekend, the five ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Aaron, when the government banned the American car, they say 10 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that I was maintaining it was a bad idea. You know, that brought in the proliferation of all these Japanese and Chinese small cars that are not built to strength in case, you know, there's an accident or something.
Right, like the American muscle car, the American car made of steel, right? Yes. Stronger, you know, than the newer cars, yeah.
They build a certain standard, okay? You don't just pull the bumper off. And, you know, so that proliferation of these Japanese Chinese cars is not safe. And I'll see that the way these young people are driving today.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to, that's law, because, you know, when they're in power, they drive our brand new car, so these laws don't affect them until they come out of power.
Mm-hmm.
So that 10-year rule they have on important American cars, they need to revisit that. You know, I drive a 1999,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's just where I want to go every day.
I hear
so
you.
It's quite true. But that's a bad law, from New Guinea, they need to visit us.
I hear you.
So these are more Chinese Japanese cars. They obviously, you know, hating the youngsters. Then they have them speeding up and down the road with no care.
Yeah.
But they really need to revisit that war.
I got you.
The bad war.
Thank
bad
you.
Law. Thanks.
Absolutely. And what the caller brings up for me is, and I think for us, this is a multi-layered problem that we need to solve right now. The multi-layered part is what he brought up. You could also hear the urgency in his voice, but is it not implied? Is it not inherent for young people in one accident? And we're not forgetting the tragic traffic fatality that also occurred in Grand Bahama this weekend. We also share condolences to the loved ones, the family and friends and colleagues of Nika Julien, who died following a car accident in Grand Bahama on Saturday night. Let's go to the phone line quickly. I don't want to leave the caller waiting. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
We're coming off such a sad weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to stop calling it weekend because week means week and end means end.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer strong beginnings from now on.
Yes, and so much power in the tongue.
Yeah, and I wish the family a speedy recovery and get through this. But I think one of the issues we may have with the cameras, because I've had an experience with a police officer who guaranteed me that he would be able to locate a thief that I actually caught, but I think the problem is facial recognition software.
Ah.
You see? Yeah, that seems to be... I'm only assuming, because after I see how China does it, I don't think we are on that level.
I got you.
You know?
Right, so we may have the tech... We may have some of the technology, right? But the laws that we have sort of require more. And one thing I know about facial recognition technology is that there is a bias in it, right? And the testing shows that there's far less accuracy with non-Caucasian images.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There may have been grand and significant improvements in the technology, but over the last decade, in fact, it's beyond a decade because we watch these stories on Law and Order, Criminal Intent.
Of course.
The testing shows there's a significantly less accuracy when trying to match African and non-European faces.
I need to look into that. Maybe. Well, then, so probably we would have to refine the software for this jurisdiction then.
We would have to develop software specifically for our needs, right? And which takes us to a broader conversation, right, about the danger of just adopting policies, cultures, concepts, and technologies from other jurisdictions without properly weighing the national security implications.
Go for it, Aaron. Go for it. Well, you know, I think they need to get you on board before they decide to implement certain items and certain strategies in the Bahamas, because based on your experience, why don't people just call persons like, you know, who actually see the media information every day, like yourself and all of your colleagues, and say, well, what do you think about this?
Because the way that the political culture has structured this place, right, your knowledge is only expert if you align with the current leading political faction, right?
Yeah.
So remember, we hire experts, and then when an election is called, the first thing they do is resign because their expertise ends there.
It finished.
Right? They're an expert for that administration. So what we have to do is we have to create structures that can capture expertise outside of the filtration system of the political culture. But so many experts that just become silent when the administration changes because their integrity has been questioned, right? By becoming a part of the system, their integrity is questioned. Because what you mean that I am no longer a valid... We've seen some shifts, and we've seen across party lines, well, at least with governor generals, right? We've seen the retention, but it's an element of the political culture that is detrimental to our development.
Yes, that's quite it. But they can, I guarantee you, they're going to agree for this raise. The MPs, I don't think, you know, the Prime Minister say he's going to have to wait for the opposition to weigh in. Boy, listen, foolishness.
Make them take a drive-in test, please.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, sir. You can't get no more money until you show us you know how to stop at a stop sign, MPs and cabinet and senators. Let's go to the next caller quickly, and then we're going to get into some questions. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing? Just to let you know, on the identification system,
yes,
it has improved a little, but not significant enough to make the difference.
Okay.
What you have is two type of identity system. What you have is a one-to-one authentication,
mm-hmm.
right, and then a one-to-many identification. The one-to-many identification is where the risk are.
Mm-hmm.
The one-to-one authentication is like, say, you set up your phone or banking app or even e-passport checks. Because you were the person who submitted the image,
mm-hmm.
it then has more likely to just verify, is this the same face that instituted this, as opposed to the one-to-many identification, which searches across a large demographic.
I understand.
The problem I have with this is we're already collecting information in this country, including the bio ID with the passport, and now we have a promise of identification.
Mm-hmm.
But our data protection laws is weak based on yesterday's technology or ideology,
mm-hmm.
where today we need data privacy, data protection, as well as data sovereignty, so that information can be protected, anonymized, and et cetera, except when certain things happen. But as it stands now, the collection of data, like these flock cameras and other different things, is this data just sits there with no defined use, defined protection, and more so for the data privacy and data sovereignty that your facial ID and all of these different things believe is considered your IP property, not to be exploited, trained, developed, or anything without your explicit consent. And we have the opportunity to not be like anyone else,
mm-hmm.
to set that up as opposed to the ad hoc position we have been doing things in the past.
Thank you, Ciala. Absolutely. Thank you. And so, right, like, these are the conversations that we have to have. There may be a technical reason why we have not seen the use of CCTV, like we expect to see it, right? And the implications of facial recognition technology may be a part of the holdup, right? But why aren't we having these conversations, right? Now, I wouldn't even say please. Like, I saw at the end of this week that just passed, the Ministry of National Security held a forum or seminar for private security services practitioners, operations, security companies. And I would like to learn more. I'm going to learn more, and hopefully we will share some of that information this week or next week after independence. Let me go back to the text line. Good morning. Is it true about the proposal to raise MP compensation by $32,000 per annum? That would be an 114% increase, but the only thing increasing on the poor man is the bills. I'm not sure about the number, right? I'm not sure about the numbers, right? Like how much the increase is going to be. The only thing I know is, I don't know if what if my MP can buy more MAGA hats? What if my MP could buy more MAGA hats with the money? I don't know. Now, I'm not suggesting that he's being improper with the money. He buy the MAGA hats with his own private money, you know? I trust that. I trust that in my heart, he buy the MAGA hat with his own money. But the phone line producer. I like my MP, but sometimes... Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened to that caller. He was coming right to you. So, headlines are in. We're going to read directly from today's Guardian. 5 women die in separate vehicle crashes. Early Sunday morning, Damien Stubbs got a call. No father wanted. He learned that his daughter, Diamond Stubbs, 17, his stepdaughter, Patrika Brown, 18, and his goddaughter, Stanya Webb, 18, all died in a car crash on Shirley Street in New Providence. The trio were in a Mazda car with five other people when the driver lost control and crashed into a tree, police said. Three of the women died at the scene. Another woman died at hospital, police said. The remaining four passengers were in hospital. It was the conclusion of a bloody night in the Bahamas where hours earlier, another young woman, Nika Julian, died in a car crash in Grand Bahama. We also learned this morning, we are awaiting updates, but Mr. Silbert Mills in Grand in Abaco, I think, reported another tragic traffic fatality. Now, of course, all we have is space. We are holding space for the family of and the loved ones of the deceased. That's what we're doing. But we still have to ask some questions, and we're going to ask them respectfully, right? We understand that this is the hard work, right? Of the hard work is making sure it never happens again, right? That's so we're going to ask some questions. But the first thing I want to say, right, is like the first call of the day sort of his statement implied it. This is a multi-layered problem, and there are multiple elements in this environment that we need to call into account. The Minister of Works, the Minister of Transport, the Minister of National Security, the Commissioner of Police, the officer in charge of road traffic, and the officers at Potter's Key Police Station. Right? I think all of them need to be briefed about what it is they do or are doing in that area. Ministry of Works, there's active road works taking place. There's no indication anywhere on Shirley Street that there are active road works taking place except the holes in the road. That's it. There's no signage. There are no public notices placed along the roadside. There are no cones. There are no extra lights. There's just nothing, right? Now, why, like, just go to the bottom of the list. Why Potter's Key Police Station? That's the closest police station. That's the closest police station to the patch between Mackey Street on Shirley Street and Church Street on Shirley Street, right? And I'm trying to figure out how long did the authorities think they could just ignore what is happening on our roads between Mackey's on Shirley Street, between Mackey Street and Church Street. First of all, you have anybody with a plate that could convince them that they special, a commercial plate. Even the finest law firms in this country, their vehicles can be regularly observed, practicing foolishness at Mackey Street and Shirley Street intersection, turning right on red and turning left on red, where it's obvious that it's not permitted. We have people regularly coming out of what that is, York and Maud, is it York and Maud Street on the northern side of the road to take you from the pond, like from Bay Street back to Shirley Street. The amount of foolishness that occurs between those two roads, the number of people who run the stop signs onto and across Shirley Street, the number of people that use the empty lots to force their, beside the intersection, to force their way into traffic, the number of people who turn from what that is, York Street, that actually turn left. They go in the wrong direction on Shirley Street to get to Bilney Lane, right? Like you telling me that nobody in the police force was aware that all of that foolishness is happening there all up? Nobody? Now let's talk about the rollers in that area, right? St. Matthew's Church, customers entering and exiting Auto Mall, customers entering and exiting Stand. It's a disgrace. The irony is, you know what the irony is? The irony is there are three churches. There are three churches visible from that, right? Like when you approach in Church Street, you just pass in Ebenezer. There's St. Matthew's on the right, and there's Sacred Heart right up there. And the amount of just obvious and overt disregard for the law and common sense that takes place right there. The number of people obstructing traffic, entering and exiting Standard Services Plaza, as if the deplorable state of the road gives them permission to break the law and ignore the rules of the road. Right? This is all of us. All of us. Me? Let me tell you how I'm complicit. I've not picked up enough cars and thrown them in the bush this year. See, for me, like, it's quite obvious to identify a vehicle being operated by somebody who should never be allowed to hold a driver's license. Like, you ever seen a driving instructor's vehicle just blatantly breaking the laws like I did this weekend? I was going to call the name. But they are a prolific offender. This driving school is a prolific offender. You could very regularly watch their instructors teaching people to do the wrong thing all the time. Let's go to the text line quickly. We looking for traffic texts. There we go. Aaron, why are 8 persons in a standard 4-seater car? They must have been piled up on one another and joyriding. This was reckless and irresponsible. Okay, let's just take the joyriding out of it for a second. If you had 8 sober as a judge people in a car intended for 4 people, we have already entered the realm of reckless and irresponsible. All right, that's it. I hop over and over again. You're only permitted, like, your insurance will only be valid, or your insurance will be void, invalidated, if you are found to have more people in the car than occupants than seat belts. This is a given. All right, we have a text that says, which vehicle functioned best is crash test. European manufactured cars, which vehicles function best under daily operations? Japanese manufacturers produce them. That caller's agitation will repeat that dreaded circumstance when it took almost 2 years full salary to buy and import functional used cars from the U.S. My OPI is not the path for dangerous driving matters. Okay, so you're saying that the vehicles that function best in crash tests are European manufactured cars. The vehicles that function best under daily operations are Japanese manufactured cars. So you're saying the problem is the caller's myopic perspective, but maybe the problem is not, and also not that the problem is that it takes almost 2 years full salary to buy and import a functional used car. Let me tell you what the problem is. Far too many people are driving who should not be driving, who do not have the capacity to operate a motor vehicle safely on public roads. What if the problem is a lack of proper transportation? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamut.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, Aaron, I've heard all kind of public commentary, not only on social media, I'm hearing it on the airwaves concerning this unfortunate situation involving this young lady. You know, Aaron, I can't come to no conclusion. As a matter of fact, we may not even want to hear the conclusion once a proper investigation has been done. You know, I can't say yes, they made some mistakes. Let's accept that.
Mm-hmm.
The car was overcrowded. Then you have, perhaps, like you said, insufficient seatbelt. We get that. Mm-hmm. You know, we get that. You know, but the point that I'm trying to make is, I'm an experienced driver. I've been driving from the 80s. I had the unfortunate experience of driving on Shirley Street, Hugo, at about after 11, 12 a.m. in the morning. It was an experience that I never even want to experience again. You know, I always say, you know, we have a brand new state-of-the-art U.S. Embassy on Shirley Street. I said, does the ambassador drive on this street? I don't know, but Aaron, that road should be closed. especially at night. Poor lighting, the craters that are all through the road, you got to be navigating through them. For someone who can't see properly, you could run into serious problems.
No, hold on. No lines in the road. Now, why is that important? No lines in the road is not important for me, you know, because I can practice spatial awareness and I can determine what is my half of the road, right? But there are other drivers who have taken on this attitude that if there's no line and I'm already there, then they don't care, right? This is one of the bigger parts of the problem, right? Is the disregard, not just for the rules of the road, but for law and order and common sense, right?
But the thing is, Aaron, yes. The government never takes responsibility for anything. They'll never say that, look, our roads were poor, they're not...
In fact, Duncan, we go into the break, and I got your point. If you could call back. But let me make this point as we go to the break, right? Because I need to end it with a commercial break, right? I take great umbrage. I take great offense. I'm angry, Duncan, that the Prime Minister, the Minister of Transport, right? Latrey Ramin, all of these people jump out with these condolences and expressions of grief, and we're standing with you. And this is such a tragedy. First things first, do you know how many young people have lost their lives on these roads and have gotten not a word from the government? Not a word from the government. Secondly, do not dare apologize before you accept blame. Responsibility for not doing what you know you ought to have done when you ought to have done it. So we hold in space for this family without a doubt, but we shall not accept empty rhetoric as we sit waiting to see whether we're going to be the next victim of this game called Russian roulette on Bahamian roads. We go into a break. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM will be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. for every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Who did I need to follow?
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green as we wish the one and only Sonia Farmer a very, very happy birthday today. If you don't know who Sonia Farmer is, she's the owner and operator of Ponciana Paper Press, which is a book arts center in the Bahamas. They make books, they publish books, they print books. I made a series of books. We just finished the Radical Acts of Publishing cohort, and Sonia Farmer is a way maker. And we want to also say thank you to Manfred. If you know, you know. And I think you know. All right, we're getting back into the show. I call her coming right now. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you, but I short on time right now.
Yeah, I know your commercial was longer than your show.
Yeah.
First thing I want to say, we talked to the doctor about my neck last week. And you were talking about your leg, but guess what happened to Sparky? I broke my ankle and I had a big black boot now.
Oh, Sparky.
Let's talk about the roads. Miss, not only the government roads turning into these private companies like gas stations and banks and things.
Mm-hmm.
All these supermarkets, they got making all this money and they can't even fix the potholes coming into the gas station, into the bank yard, into the supermarket. Off Carmichael Road, if you go to one place with a sell hamburger, it looks like a swimming pool. It got about 12 inches deep with water in it, but it don't have no blue water, white coral water. And you got to go around that after you pay to get your hamburger from the window, the big pothole bigger than your car.
Mm-hmm.
And the people making all that money with that hamburger can't even fix their own yard. It's a shame. What's going on in this country?
Yes, Sparky. Look here, you. That was you in the picture with Sawyer Boy at the show? Because, like, you get Sawyer Boy say, we don't have potholes in our roads. He say, the government build roads around the potholes. Yeah, I got a text here that says, good morning, Miss Green. Condolences to the families of all of the traffic victims. RIP. And yes, from Mackey Street to Church Street is a I don't care strip of road. Likewise, Church Street to Potter's Key Dock entrance. Oh, yes. On boat day? On boat day. Let me tell you something. This morning, a very old man, a man in his 70s, right, decided that he was going to just run the red light, turn left on red, where he is not permitted to do so, in the mouth of my car. Your grammys and granddaddies are out here on the road, not gangsters. And somehow people don't seem to see what the problem is. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Oh, sorry, my bad. Good morning, caller. I'm telling me quickly. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Condolences to those individuals who lost their lives on Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I heard a lot of, I'm not going to comment on that, but I heard a lot of people making about the road in Nassau bad.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to answer this question if you could.
Mm-hmm.
If the road in Nassau bad, and we know that,
mm-hmm.
You have a car, you have a driver's license,
mm-hmm.
and you follow the rules, and then the road's bad. Shouldn't you adapt or we just continue to say the road's bad and do irresponsible stuff? Answer that for me, please. I like
that. Listen, I am right where you are. Right? I am right where you are. This is an attitudinal problem. You are mad that the roads are bad. So what you're going to do is you're going to take it out on other road users who are also trying to navigate the bad road. Because the road is bad, you're going to force yourself into my lane while my car is right there, refuse to use your turn signal, refuse to blow your horn, refuse to make eye contact, refuse to acknowledge that you caused an accident when you caused it, refuse to stop at the scene of an accident because you're frustrated with the government not maintaining proper roads. So that's what the caller is saying, right? Like, if you know the road is bad, would you not moderate your speed and your behavior? Let me tell you how many people expect me and other drivers to allow them to cut us off, to allow them to push us on the side of the road, because can't we see they trying to drive safely with their cell phone in their hand? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, great show. You know, my condolences again to all those beautiful ladies. I said it before, Dwight, but just I can make this quick. I just thought you should know this. Saturday I was setting West on Poinciana by UB, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a wrecker, a big wrecker, one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He had something in the back of the vehicle, and he was heading east with no lights.
Mm-hmm.
No lights. And so I just wanted you to highlight, like, when you talk about spatial awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always saying it. And I'm actually seeing it on the road. Like, there's a guy parked by a liquor store just on the northern end of Camp Road, like the road that comes onto Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Street. And his truck is big, and he has it parked on an angle, and the bark is protruding into the road. And we see the lack of spatial awareness all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we better be in providing just a little inch for somebody to move through. So just keep highlighting spatial awareness, because I don't really think people understand what you're saying. I'm just starting to grasp it.
Yeah. No, they don't. You see, like the man, I told you all last week, the man who flew off of Collins Avenue by Doctor's Hospital, flew off, caused me to change lanes to avoid being hit, and then I had to quickly get back into the lane I was in to avoid causing an accident. And then he's going to come and pull up on the side of me and ask me why I almost hit his car. And then when I point out to him that none of this would be a conversation if he hadn't just run the stop sign, the boy run hard and threw something at my car. So when I politely turned down E Street, found a parking spot near Central Station, stopped my car, put it in park, called 911, told 911 what happened, closed up my car, went inside Central Police Station and said, hey, I'd like to quickly give you all the number of a vehicle that is not only driving recklessly, but is attacking cars who only trying to avoid an accident. The officer looked at me with a scowl on his face and said, you know, you should have called 911. And then I had to explain to him that I'm a big grown adult with big grown sense. And the first thing I did was found a safe and authorized place to pull on the side of the road and call 911. And then I went inside Central, right? Like, this problem is multifold. Imagine you're a police officer and you mad at me for doing the right thing. Yeah, this is a multi-layered problem. We all are equally responsible and all equally at risk in this game called Russian roulette. See, but we're not all as privileged. We're not all privileged enough to have this acknowledge our deaths. There are people who bear the brunt of this week. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We have to calm down because we're moving into a new
dispensation. Dispensation.
Dispensation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to the roads, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
the roads, I thought my fingers was crossed, Aaron, right, when he was doing the election, because, you know, being in this country, yes, right,
mm-hmm.
You're sure your role's going to get fixed during a campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so disappointed because, you know, the road I live on is so bad. I mean, it's a bad road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the road looks like, you know.
Under Tobacco Dove Arm, like by Standard Services and Church and Shirley Street? Yeah, like that?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Just like one of them, right? But it ain't long as them, but it's one of them,
yeah.
Right? But, and it did, the election come and gone, so I say, you know what? You mean I'm going to have to ride on this road for 5 more years?
Uh-huh.
Because of, you know, election and gone, so I ain't got my road fixed till campaign time again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't see the necessity of fixing this road that enticed me to vote for you during the campaign, I ain't see why you can be so speeding. You know, I ain't see how you can be so fast for this road to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that. And I walking on Carmichael Road the other day, and I saw in the area of Chinese store on Carmichael Road, there, the big Chinese store. There's a port, Carino porthole. That's like a port dish.
It's a blue hole. It's a sinkhole.
Yeah, I mean, it's sneak. It's right on the side of the road, right? So if you're not conscious driving, and you, I don't care what type of vehicle, jump inside the hole, then you ain't coming back out with your tire or your arm or something. You can leave there.
Uh-huh.
And it's right smack by the Uncle Michael Road. You guys be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. You guys be safe. Put your phones down. See, everybody, including my MP, has said that this tragedy this weekend is caused by speeding. We even had one social media user suggest that it's being hypersexual and dressing provocatively that caused the accident. Serious talk. That's what the boys say. The problem is multifold. Some of us are not nagging enough. Some of y'all have not entrenched in your children's heart that they are out on this road and they need to get home safely. Before anything else, they must call you and determine whether this is safe or you come in to get them with no fussing, no rowing, no arguing, no nagging. Just come get them and keep them safe. The people in their 70s, 60s and 70s on this road carrying on like gangsters. I'm telling you, Uncle AL47, you know the rest of your plate. You know, and y'all know your uncle plate. You just drive straight. You want to drive straight into my car. If I did not moderate my driving, you would have hit me and I would have been in the right. And you would have cried and begged and probably not done the right thing. The Prime Minister, the Minister of Works, the Minister of Transport, the Minister of National Security, the Commissioner of Police, the Officer in Charge of Road Traffic, Potter's Key Police Station. You all have an obligation. The MPs for the constituencies that bound or that compose Shirley Street, y'all all have an obligation. You want me play Russian roulette on the road? No, sir. Me and my megaphone? No weapon formed against us shall prosper, buddy. Y'all be safe out here on these roads. Especially look out for them taxis. They got law to themselves. And the big trucks. They don't follow no rules. They do what they want. I've heard them. I've seen them. Not all, but enough for y'all to see that your industries are out of control. Get it together, please. People are dying out here. We're citizens. We're not fodder for y'all Russian roulette. You guys, I run hard. Have a great day. Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Urie is up next. Still got you going
my way. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.